Okay, my friends, I have a question for you today. Do you find that you are kind? Are you a kind person? I hope you are. I try my best to be as kind as I can be, because kindness is a very important thing. In fact, if we were all very kind to one another, the world would be a much better place. So, I'd like to read to you a story today about acts of kindness. And the name of the story is The Little Things. And the words were by Christian Trimmer. And the art is by Kailani Juanita. And I cannot recommend this story enough to you, my friends. It is a beautiful story. So buckle up and let's go through it. This story is read today by Mommy. What's your name?
I am Groot.
You are Groot? Excellent. Groot. Excellent. Well, Groot, I'm so glad that you're here with me today because I know that you're a little tree creature. And today's story is full of little sea creatures.
We are Groot.
Yeah. Well, let's listen up because you might enjoy what I'm about to read to you today. It's about sea stars. Are you ready? Excellent. A little girl who much preferred the look of three pigtails to two, and who loved the way wet sand squished between her toes, walked down the dock the day after a mighty storm. And there on the beach were thousands of sea stars washed ashore by the violent waves. She raced to one and tossed it back into the ocean. She quickly picked up another and another and another, ushering each back into the safety of the water. Just then, an old man who had the habit of misplacing his glasses and who also loved the way wet sand squished between his toes came by.
"What are you doing, little girl?"
he asked.
"What do you mean? What am I doing?"
shouted the little girl who liked three pigtails and sand between her toes. She also had a strong sense of self.
"I'm saving these sea stars."
I was...
The old man was taken aback.
"It's just, there are so many sea stars. What's the point? You won't be able to save them all."
"Of course I can't save them all,"
replied the little girl. She carefully tossed another sea star into the ocean.
"But I saved that one, didn't I?"
The old man had to admit the little girl had a point, and he picked up a sea star and placed it back in the water. Later that day, the old man headed to the animal shelter with his grandson, who liked butter on his noodles and brightly colored shoelaces.
"What are we doing here, Grandpa?"
asked the little boy.
"I'm going to rescue a dog,"
the old man replied. The boy looked around. There were many animals who needed rescuing after the storm.
"Taking home one dog isn't going to make much of a difference,"
he said.
"It may be so,"
his grandpa replied.
"But it'll sure make a difference to this little guy, don't you think?"
And the little boy had to admit his grandpa had a point in the picture, friends. This might be the cutest little puppy ever. The next day, after a lunch of buttered noodles, the boy headed to his neighbor's house. And there lived an elderly lady who had once been a professional dancer and loved butterflies.
"I'm here to clean up your garden,"
the little boy said to the elderly lady. The storm had torn up her flower beds and tossed garbage all over her yard.
"That would be lovely,"
replied the elderly lady, doing a graceful plié. As the little boy worked, a teenager who listened to classical music very loudly on her headphones and who just couldn't be bothered, happened by.
"Hey, kid," she said, taking off her headphones, "what are you doing?" "I'm cleaning up this lady's yard," he replied.
"Look around, kid. The storm messed up this whole block. What's the point of cleaning one yard?" asked the teenager, even though the kid was doing a good job. Not that she'd ever say that to him. The elderly lady chimed in.
"The little boy has done more than just clean my yard, young lady," she said. "He has lifted my spirits. You could learn a thing or two from him."
The elderly lady had a point, though the teenager would never admit that out loud. Still, she gave the woman a nod and the little boy a high five. The next morning, the teenager packed an extra lunch and gave it to the homeless man outside the coffee shop, even though she knew there were many in need of a meal. And then a little girl with one missing front tooth and another wiggly one took all the money she had received from the tooth fairy and gave it to charity, and wiggled the other tooth to help it along. The little girl's mom, who made scrumptious cupcakes and gooey brownies and mouth-watering cookies, along with some equally delicious gluten-free options, yay for gluten-free, quickly organized a fundraiser, which inspired a young man with a great sense of style and some real acting chops to volunteer at the school, which moved a whole class of students to donate their time to fix up a house that had been damaged by the storm, which led to more ideas and more generosity and more kindness and more action. And not too long after that, another storm moved through town. And the next morning, a little girl with three pigtails, raced to the end of the dock only to find, guess what? All of the people in town were there at the beach helping, right? The little girl walked up to the old man and gently tapped him on the shoulder.
"Now do you get it?" she asked.
The old man did. Because one good deed can lead to another good deed, can lead to another good deed, can lead to another good deed. And that is a beautiful and wonderful thing, isn't it, my friends? So let this be a wonderful lesson to you right now. How can you bless others? Look for those opportunities, my friends. And that is, I am Groot.
I am Groot.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.